Blog Talk Radio.
Book, and we've got a couple of websites. One of them is www.spiritofamericapartyradioshow.com. We put up one recently to counteract George Soros and his band of liars, and it's called www.mediacrapmatters.us. And we put up one for Newt Gingrich in Virginia to see if we can pick up some votes to find out what the people in Virginia who were shut out. Romney had a landslide against himself, and Santorum and Newt weren't on the Republican rigged a ballot. I have a theory that Barbara Bush is waiting at the finish line to tell the four gauntlet runners that she'll pick whoever is going to be president. Jeb, come over here, boy. So welcome to the Spirit of America party. And this is St. Patrick's Day Eve. And I'm going to play you some Irish music for you guys that have a bit of the old sod in your back pocket. And but I did a printout of 27 pages, so we got a lot to talk about. And so I'm doing a two-hour blog tonight. And my first question is, where did Bill Maher get the $1 million? a guy this sleazy does not spend his own money. So where did he get the $1 million? How many churches are missing poor boxes? Why do we condemn some flag burners and give others a pass? This is going to rock you a little bit if you're a conservative. Fred Thompson voted to burn the flag as a conservative senator 40 days before 9/11. Now, somebody's got to know that besides me. Yet they treat him like he never did anything wrong. And Joe Liebowitz, Lieberman, he voted to burn the flag and partially bayonet babies, PBA. Do you know when you go to the demonstrations for life, you know who's a big group that go? Orthodox Jews. Joe Lieberman claims to be an Orthodox Jew. He gets a pass. He gets a pass because he has a personality. But no one calls for an accounting. He voted to burn the flag along with Senator Thompson. And so did Mitch McConnell, who I call Match McConnell. And why does Connecticut elect a senator who lied about being a combat vet in Nam? And they know he lied. And they knew he lied before he ran for election. And why do people call Bill Clinton a role model? And why are fifth graders getting a sex ed in the school hallways? NBC went after Rush Limbaugh, well, because their ratings are in the cellar. So I'm trying to figure out, what does NBC stand for? Nothing but cursing? Nasty bashing communists? Nuts bashing Catholics? And you better wake up, you Catholics, because you're in the next pogrom. And who are we talking about here? He accuses the GOP candidates of inexperience and being war hawks. Oh, that's Obama. He says he never started a war. Libya was a coalition of our allies, Russia and China. This is the first time the U.S. did not go to war for oil. We went to war for oil for China, just like Obama's war on Canada. Yeah, he treats them all to dinner before he executes them. See that British Prime Minister? Boy, was he played, huh? You ever do around the world with a yo-yo? He says he's never started a war. He says he understands the suffering of those who serve, like he never served. It hurts when he writes a letter to a soldier's family. Speaking of soldiers, there's a guy that allegedly killed the 16 Afghans. Okay? And he's being flown into Fort Leavenworth tonight. Now, there's something that bothers me about this situation. First off, the media already called for his execution, so they tried him in the media. He's been tried in the media and sentenced to death. But his wife and two kids, they have a different opinion. And they say he was drinking with his buddies, and then he walked off the base. Now, let me tell you something. When I drank with my buddies, if I walked off the base, and they were walking with me, where are you going? What do you mean you're going out there? You can't go out there. They wouldn't let you go. How did his two buddies let him go? Doesn't make sense. Is the guy, has he flipped? Has he lost his mind? I mean, how do you do that? There's more to this story than we know. So don't jump to conclusions, because the demo camo strike first. They tell you he's guilty. But then a week later, something leaks out. This leaks out. And then a week later, this leaks out. And you never know. You never know. So don't jump to conclusions. And consider the guy's mental capacity. And the other issue is a poor Hindu who goes to Rutgers had the wrong bunk buddy, and as a result, he video cammed him having a sex act with another guy, and then he broadcast it, and the kid went off the George Washington Bridge. Well, I got to tell you something. You got to do some Googling. You got to Google the suicide rate among homosexuals, and it's usually bridge jumping. you're shocked by that, and so was I. And the first time I learned of it was when they passed a law in California that same-sex marriages would not be allowed, and the city of San Francisco ordered suicide nets to be put up on the bridge. Okay? So you can Google that one, and you can Google the stats. Don't take my word for it, you know. Check it all out. So let me see where we are here. A great demo camo tactic. One of the greatest tactics ever used by the Communist Party is assassination by ridicule. So when SNL, this guy, this Indian kid, is going to get 10 years for bullying. And I don't think that's right. And I heard the jury being interviewed, and I think that his defense lawyer was not good, and I think that he was tried in the wrong area. It should have been taken out of the local area. They're trying to make an example of him, and I don't like anybody who tries to make an example out of anybody. I got an example complex. I want straight justice. I don't believe in let's make an example out of anybody for any crime. Unless it's treason. Then you shoot them on the spot. A great demo-camo tactic. One of the greatest tactics ever used by the Communist Party is assassination by ridicule. So when SNL, Jay Lemon, the CBS jerk Davis Letterhead, Pornowood, and slime artist of PLO dancer Mar mock Sarah Palin, it makes it easier for her competitors on the same side to finish her off. When you poll the gullibles, they say, I can't vote for her. She's not qualified. Everybody laughs at her. Add to that the fact that she's a good-looking woman, a wife, and a mother, and that makes for more jokes from the seedy side. So when O'Reilly last night said his poll shows only 25% believe Santorum's charge that Fox is shilling for Romney, I say, did you see Imus this morning putting down Santorum? Imus, a guy who thinks John Kerry is a war hero and hates basketball girls? Suppose we took that same ridicule, visited on Santorum, and apply it to Mittens Romney, the scaredy cat. Mr. Massachusetts medical plan. Never trust anybody from Massachusetts. They send the worst. The only one that can beat anybody from Massachusetts is Chuck Schumer, the devil's disciple. Mr. Schemer. Do you know when you type in a Schumer and in spell check, a schemer comes up? Yeah. So we're talking about Mitt Romney, the big businessman who saved the circus with federal grant money. He is a businessman. He puts people out of business. Never trust a guy with a big head. Did you know when he was a kid his neck wasn't strong enough to carry that big head? He had to balance his head when he ran from the other kids. He didn't want to go to school because all the kids made fun of him. They called him Mittens Big Head. Even the school crossing guards called him Big Head. The only one that loved him was his mother. One day she told him to dry his eyes and go to the store and buy 50 pounds of potatoes, and he screamed, how am I going to carry 50 pounds of potatoes? And Mom said, in your hat, you big head. Now, anybody who reads this will be looking at Mitt's head. You see how easy it is to smear? Fox is still shilling for Romney, and the fact that O'Reilly had to defend it cinches the accusation as true. Santorum was wise to put an end to it, and that's what he did. Now they have to be careful. Did you notice Fox only asked Romney who his vice president will be? And this is from a disappointed Fox. I don't watch the others. I only watch Fox. But I now say fair and impartial no more. And somebody I know and love also sent O'Reilly an email complaining about his soft peddling of Al Sharpton. Yep. And Obama, I guess I had something here on Obama. It says, but he could not bring himself to get up early to receive the bodies of 22 Navy SEALs murdered by bad decisions and buried overnight in the press to protect his image of a winner. So what's that all about? Oh, it's just talking about Obama. He looks forward to bringing the troops home so he can lay them off because we don't need them anymore. He has his own military. He says the boycotts are working against Iran. We have denied Iran access to made-in-USA goods, just like the boycott of the USA. Yeah. Hello, China. Can you ship to Iran with the made-in-USA labels on the goods? Yeah, he closed his speech saying that all banks will be forced to give free houses to all the people. Then I have a picture of a plant. And and he forgot to mention that he will fluck everybody. Yes, a Sandra Fluck is a Democomo plant. Find out how many emails from Media Matters under the command of George Soros it took to get Rush Limbaugh's sponsors to run. If you turned on CNN today, you would have thought you were on the Wildlife Channel. The jackals closing in for the kill. The entire communist left, led by President Obama, singled out Rush Limbaugh, fresh from their victories of neutralizing Mike Savage, Steve Malzberg, Glenn Beck, Pat Buchanan, and now the primary target, El Rushbo. The goal of the Communist Party is no conservatives on the air by Red October, when Obama and his media quislings seized the government. The stage was cleverly set when a non-Catholic insert was placed at Georgetown University to destroy the Catholic Church, using the cover of activist Miss Fluck. The communist element in the Congress got around the media stage to exploit health care and promote a taxpayer-paid nymphomania. Do you know that Darrell Issa, who's the only guy working in Washington, Darrell Issa denied her a platform the first day because she wasn't qualified, and they changed the venue for the second day where she would be qualified, and they put her on there. So she's a stunt woman for the Communist Party of North America, formerly the Democrat Party, but the last good Democrat was Harry Truman. After that, it was all downhill. Pretty much the same for the country, too. In the 60s, we lost our country. So if you weren't born in the 60s, it's not your fault, but you are a victim, too. And let me see what I have here. As soon as Rush described the fluka, all the bad words, people cried foul. Even Bill Maher was shocked. Oh, the stage was cleverly set. Oh, yeah, I said that already. Then the sleeper sellouts all chimed in. John McCain, Don Anus, who always says discouraging words, pick your favorite lemon. As soon as Rush adequately described the flucker, all the bad words people cried foul. Even Bill Maher was shocked. The lesson for today, my sideline watching friends, is the Obama machine is in power and through the communist media will control the voting public. Not everybody has cable. And cable is under surveillance. Yeah. All my fallen hopes rest in Ohio. But I fear the combination of Obama's choice and the upper royal blue bloods of the Repuppy Party have turned to big money candidates. Santorum has been stabbed in the back more times than Julius Caesar. Fox's Imus has mocked him for Romney. Savage called his wife a nutjob. The signliners are afraid he has too much of a conscience. He may bring the kid-killing count below a million. So they tell boogeyman stories that Rick will slip into your bedroom and put holes in your condoms. And Savage goes after both. I got to tell you. First he was endorsing Bachman, and when she wouldn't come back on his show, he denounced her. And then he was endorsing Trump, and when he wouldn't come back on his show, he denounced him. Yeah, they only go on once. I wonder why. All of my fallen hopes rest in Ohio, and the outcome in Ohio wasn't that bad. I think Santorum lost by 2 points. And that's not bad when you got a guy who went up against Newt Gingrich with 13,000 ads to Newt Gingrich's 300. 13,000 ads, and I heard a woman call Mark Levin tonight. I forget what state. She's in Illinois. And she says that she's been around a long time, and she votes in every election. And she says in the last 2 weeks, she got more phone calls than she ever got. And it's robocalls, they call it, you know. And it was all for Romney bashing Santorum. So that's, you know, I don't know if you've ever been talked about unfairly and you never had a chance to address the issue. But that's what's happening to Santorum. Have you ever been a victim of a whisper campaign? Me, I was a victim of a whisper campaign all the time. When I hung around with my boys on the corner, there would be 40 guys there. I'd be the last guy to go home so nobody could talk about me. In Virginia, there are only two names on the ballot. Big Repuppy rules for Big Repuppies. The Communist News Network, CNN, says Santorum and Gingrich are only in the race for the book deals. They know they can't win. I guess they never read the children's book, The Poor American That Could. The Royal Repuppies need the Democamo vote to beat Obama, but they won't get it. They think if they act pro-communist and denounce right-wing, Bible-toting, baby-begetting Christians, that they can steal votes from a real communist. They have no idea they are on a liquidation list, as is the government we once knew. Based on what I see from Georgetown, we are in the communist reformation of the Catholic Church. Soon we will all be praying underground as our children give our names to the People's Committee for having cell phones. Laugh and call me paranoid. If I told you that one day missiles would strike the WTC, you would laugh me out of town. The Soros war machine is well-placed and operating at 100% efficiency. Check the emails that went to every WABC sponsor for similarity of pattern. Pat Buchanan said a long time ago, "We are in a struggle for the soul of America." He is a prophet. There will be a civil war sooner than we think. There are enough Americans still left to fight back, unless you give the liar 4 more years, comrade. And Jimmy from Brooklyn, you were right. And the talk at the Democamo party headquarters is Gingrich must be destroyed. Obama won't debate him without a ventriloquist. And then I'm going to read you when we come back. Fox beats a Santorum. Let me give you a little Irish music here. You know what Patriot Games is? It's a song called Patriot Games. And it's about an Irishman who was betrayed by another Irishman. And that's what's happening in the United States today. 48 senators voted to burn the flag of the United States. 80% of those who voted to burn the flag and vote to kill American kids, 1,200,000 a year. They're murdering them. What's in your bucket? So here's this guy that laments as he's dying. And I took this and I updated the song and I made it a song dedicated to the troops in Iraq. And you can just think about the troops in Iraq being betrayed and stabbed in the back by the politicians who sent them there to die.
All you young rebels, and list while I sing. For the love of one's country is a terrible thing. It banishes fear with the speed of a flame, and it makes us all part Patriot Game. My name is O'Hanlon, and I'm just gone 16. My home is in Monaghan, where I was weaned. I've learned all my life cruel England blame, and so I'm a part of the Patriot Game. barely 2 years since I wandered away. With a local battalion of the bold IRA, I'd read of our heroes, and I wanted the same to play off my part in the patriot game. This island of ours has for long been half free. 6 counties are under John Bull's tyranny. So I gave up my boyhood to drill and to train, to play my own part in the patriot game. And now as I lie, my body all holds, I think of those traitors who bargained and sold. I wish that my rifle had given the same to those quislings who sold patriot game.
Okay, so we're back. Fox beats a Santorum. That's my headline. When George Patton said Americans love a winner, he did not mean a winner foisted on the American people before the Romney 1-point victory sweep began. Fox was undermining a coal miner's grandson, Rick Santorum. Romney's massive victory in Virginia is a joke, where all the contestants except his vice president were not allowed to vote. The only other election similar was Putin's win in Russia. So you have no idea how hard I prayed for Santorum to win. And I got to tell you something. When I first started following from the very beginning this gauntlet running, Santorum was not my first choice. Gingrich was my first choice. But you and I would both love to see Gingrich mop the floor with Obama. But I got to tell you something: if Gingrich was the first choice, and you never know what's going to happen, there's three plans in life: yours, mine, and God's. And you never know what's going to happen. You never know what's going to happen, and never can happen happens all the time. So you think about that, and. So when I saw that Gingrich was being shut out, I put up a website for him, www.virginians4newt.com. If you go there, you'll see it said it was just for Virginians to vote for Newt, and I tried to get Santorum up there, but I ran out of time. And if you go there, there's 4 votes, and 1 is from Brooklyn. So unless it got some notoriety, but I got to tell you, I went out to 40 radio stations and announced that we put up that website for Newt, and I went to about 20 TV stations, all in Virginia, and I went to about 20 newspapers and announced the website for Newt. And I don't think anybody paid any attention to it, but that's the way the cookie crumbles, you know. If I was a Kardashian, they would read my used toilet paper. Pardon the pun. But anyway, so what did we say here? So for Gingrich, I put up a website, and so the land of Patrick Henry could get their voting rights back, because they got screwed. That's not the American way. to shut out the candidates. It is still up, and I would love to know how many Virginians were muzzled on Election Day. Every day, Fox took a subtle shot at Santorum. I miss the NBC holdover Mock Santorum for Fox, who could not do it openly. They brought all the media experts on to tell us why Santorum could not win. Not one Fox employee championed Santorum. The Fox fix was in. They weren't as obvious as the Communist News Network, CNN, or Nazis bashing Christians, NBC. ABC, always be communist, a CBS, the Catholic bashing system, PBS, perverts, beasts, and sissies, who planned that Juan Williams on Fox. Let us not forget a Santorum hater, Geraldo, from NBC. So that's page 3 of my blogs. We got 26 to go. Do you think I'll make it? What is truly sad is there are as many Democrats in the Republican Party as there are in the Democamo Party. I wonder how many Repuppies crossed over to vote for Obama, and will they do it again? Will Democrats vote for Romney or Santorum? What surprised me in Ohio was how many Catholics did not vote for Santorum. Was it 41%? Can someone sing Nearer My God to Thee? When Romney placed 13,000 ads in Iowa to Gingrich's 300, they accused Gingrich of dirty politics. When Santorum held a town hall meeting for one Iowan, he got to this town, and for the town hall meeting, it was only one guy. The gray poupon Repuppies scoffed at how little money he had to continue. So all the big money Repuppies flocked to big money. There is nothing to be gained supporting Santorum. He has no coin. His fighter jet is almost out of gas. He can't beat the governor who saved the circus. Money helps your lie go down better. The good old boy Governor's Club tells us Santorum was only a senator and he has no business experience like Mittens, who saved the circus with a federal handout. He knows how to deal with big business, like all the big business that is backing Obama's billion-dollar war chest. Charlie Gasparino on NBC Fox Business told us the big bankers will never back the Santorum. They will back Romney and Obama. The rule of big money people is always work with OPM. That is how Romney saved the circus. OPM equals other people's money. $400 million from his friends in Washington. You don't have to go to Washington to pick up the check, you know. Who are you going to get is the safe bet, and all the media has handpicked Romney to lose to Obama. I got to tell you, I believe Romney will miss beating Obama just as John McCain missed beating Obama. Romney is McCain too. You're going to need a people swelling up in order to put somebody over Obama. Obama is way ahead of everybody. Obama will put so many labels on Romney, he'll look like a sticker dispenser. And the sad part is the cattle herd is being run off the voting cliff. When Barbara Bush comes out for Romney, the real message is, okay, children, that's enough. It is time for the big party people to take control. They have been waiting at the finish line to reveal their substitution list. Trump made a great business decision based on what is Santorum going to do for me. Money goes to money. Who do the American people have the most in common with? Surely it is not Romney and his big machine, who has been campaigning for 8 years. Surely it is not Obama, who's afraid of work. That guy gets paid by the tongue wag. The protector of Israel? I wonder how many times Netanyahu threw up during that show and tell session. The last diplomatic negotiations that didn't work out was because the Japanese diplomats were 5 minutes late delivering their Pearl Harbor message. Let me introduce you to a down-home neighbor to all of us, a father who knows how to raise kids with God's blessing, and I'm sure missed a few car house payments in his life. He has experienced the pluses and minuses of the health care plans in the USA. His campaign truck runs on $4 a gallon gas, soon to be $5. Obama never pays for gas. Romney can't feel your pain at the pump when he gasses up the family fleet. All these politicians tell you what you want to hear, then shut the office door after they win the election. I saw Santorum walk past a guy who threw garbage on his suit. He did not get mad. He shrugged and said, "Sorry, I can't help you. I am only taking care of people who need help." The town hall meeting for one person tells me all I need to know about his dedication. And I love it when he gets up there with all his kids. Yeah. And sure beats getting kissed by Al Gore, I'll tell you. He is the champion of the voters in the womb. Present day absentee ballots. He will not hurt you or them, only help. I am sure narcotic sales will drop as will crime, when he does the right thing on the border. The demo commos will tell you it is all about being prejudiced against Mexicans, but it's not about Mexicans. It's about what kills Mexicans and gringos. It is drugs. Drugas, baby. That is why the border is not closed. It is not open to help illegals, but to keep the drug routes open. America is hooked on drugs. 1 out of 5 Americans has a drug problem, and neither party will talk about it. It affects work performance, raises the cost of health care, and even threatens national security. Almost every election, you will hear, "I had to vote for the lesser of two evils." How about we vote for good, the truth, honesty, God and country forever? Beware the media industrial complex. I want a guy who worked a job. As Patton said, no good decision was ever made in a swivel chair. The good news is, those of us who thought Santorum didn't have a chance, and that's why I went for Gingrich, and withheld our support, are now taking heart at the closeness he has come in votes to a millionaire who outspends him $10,000 to one. Don't buy the Romney story. He has big business experience. Yes, he does, with big business advisors who tell him to lay off little people to get a better stock price. That is not expanding a business. That's cherry-picking. Santorum needs to get the support of small business. A corporation is a corporation. Both have stockholders, both have a workforce and a sales force, an accounting department, a business location. They all pay corporate taxes. The only difference is the movement of the decimal point. IBM's decimal point moves further than Sandy's dry cleaners. If you know small business, you know big business. Chances are the small business is more efficient. I used to joke we were a mom-and-pop business and we had to downsize. We had to let mom go. But I'm sure every small business feels like I do. When you get held up by a druggie and he cleans out your register, try calling the governor to tell him the junkie got his tax money also. Every day, one member of the family goes to work to pay the government to give you more legislated unpaid work. The only thing you can hope for is that you elect someone who remembers where he came from, and I don't mean Harvard. Vaya con Dios a Santorum, who was down in Puerto Rico, and he told them they had to learn English. So now the communists are saying he's anti-Latino. If he was anti-Latino, he wouldn't have went there. May God light your path. Men of conscience should support you. I know one thing. You will never deny us. God and country must survive. I'm going to go to another tune, and then we'll talk about Rush Limbaugh getting Simonized. I think I have another. I got a Patton speech. It'll really get your Irish up. Here, we'll give you a tune to smile.
It's a lonesome away from your kindred and all, by the campfire at night, where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, so dull or so drear, than to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer. Now the public is anxious for the quota to come. There's a faraway look on the face of the bum. The maid's gone all cranky and the cook's acting queer. What a terrible place is a pub with no beer. The stockman rides up with his dry, dusty throat, to a sneer when the barman says sadly the pub got no beer. There's a dog on the veranda for his master he waits, but the boss is inside drinking wine with his mates. He hurries for cover and he cringes in fear, but no place for a dog round a pub with no beer. Oh, Billy the blacksmith, the first time in his life, has gone home cold sober to his darling wife. He walks in the kitchen, he says, "You'll really be dear." Then he breaks down and he tells her that the pub's got no beer. Oh, it's lonesome away from your kindred and all, by the campfire at night, where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, so dull or so drear, as to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer.
Do you like that one? The public is anxious for the quota to come. There's a faraway look on the face of the bum. We're talking about Rush Limbaugh. I got simonized by the Democamo Media. By the way, I have a book, Spirit of America Party. It's on Amazon. You should get it. I did it about 4 or 5 years ago, and I updated it this year. And you should get it. And you know what chapter one is? Drugs suck. And I made it chapter one because it's the greatest threat to the American people. And everybody's too busy partying to know. This is a song by a guy named Oscar Brown Jr. And let me introduce myself. Mr. Kicks is the name of the tune. Mr. Kicks, you ought to listen to that tune. If I find it, I'll play it for you one night. So, Rush is the target of the Democamos. All conservative talk shows are to be off the air by Red October. The sex addict was not called the first hearing day. The Democamos went mad. Her stage event equals Nancy Pelosi's Selma March. McCain called it objectionable. John McCain failed to stop drugs in Arizona. He had one job in 25 years, a stop the drugs. He should retire and open up a Ted Kennedy souvenir shop. Vote a Democamo and get a free muzzle. And if you can't afford to get one, you are a conservative. You will be made to wear one. The Democamo is on two missions, one to destroy the teachings of Christ in Georgetown, and two to destroy the Catholic Church in Congress. Our enemies are many, and they are inside the freedom gates. Look how they kept a Santorum and Gingrich off the Virginia ballot. But we put them on, and I gave you the website, VirginiansOfFourNewt.com. Look at how they infiltrated Fox. NBC, Imus is on Fox. PBS is on Fox with Juan Williams. NBC and CNN is on Fox with Geraldo the Apostate. These are all double agents, according to my great hunch. Beware the media industrial complex. I also have a website. I told you, MediaCrapMatters.us. And the Spirit of America Party Radio Show.com. Chapter 4 in my book, by the way, is Save the Kids. Chapter 2, I forget, but Chapter 3 is terrorism. I think she responded to my... I know what it is. That woman that testified, what's her name, Mrs. Fluck? Miss Fluck. It's spelled Fluke. But, of course, when you get fancy. It's like, what's that girl that was on, the British girl? Her name was Bucket, and she pronounced it Bouquet. Yeah, so Mrs. Fluke is Mrs. Fluck. Yeah, I think I met her on the Internet. She responded to my ad, Irishman with a truck looking for a sexy woman with four good tires. Send a picture of the tires. Intimidating sponsors is a big successful Democamo tactic. It goes all the way back to Anita Bryant, who opposed a sick sex of productions in communist cucumber schools. They wiped her right out and nearly drove her mad. If they can do that to a real woman, imagine what they can do to you. Have you noticed that all Republican women are better looking than the Democamo women? Besides that obvious observation, they are also pure, as opposed to Debbie Wasserman, Medusa Schultz. Never trust a woman with two last names, especially if one is a test for VD, the Wasserman test. Also, never trust a woman who names her daughter after a train station at Chelsea. And third, never trust a guy who wears brown shoes with a blue suit. Have you noticed that every time Obama visits a business, they go belly up or face down? Solyndra, and now GM, is canceling the Volt. It's only getting 85 miles to the explosion. The only car with government buy incentives and a free fire extinguisher. Our radio show is archived on. You can always get, if you miss a blast, you can always go check the archives on blogtalkradio.com. I have a picture of a guy who's covered in algae. He dives for algae. What's it all? And there's a song. I put a song because Obama doesn't want any more oil in your car. He wants algae in it. What's it all about, algae? Is it just for the gas tax money we take? What's it all about when you pump it out, algae? Are we meant to pay more than we make? Fill her up, algae man. We're all going green. Oil is bad. Wind is good. Be sure to outfit your car with a turboprop. I have a picture of a Camaro with a windmill on the back. A mini windmill. It fits right on the trunk lid. Allow 60 days for your prop order to come in from China. Put this baby on the trunk lid, and if you can arrive at work in, and you can arrive at work in 3 years, and you can pick up an extra 1 mile a day. Yeah, I'll give you a tip if you buy the Obama mobile. You can pick up one extra mile a day if you live on a hill. And there's an option package. You can remove the windshield and hold the reins in your left hand while your right hand whips 20 cats who can pull. We tried algae, but everything turns green, especially the driver. But we have a plan to replace gas with ginger snaps to put some pep in the engine. And then I said, I now know why Obama is giving free condoms. He wants smaller cars. Did you know a smaller cars reduce your sperm count? And I got a picture of a guy. He's got the smallest car in the world, and he's pulling it with one hand. It holds one passenger. Have you seen the Henry Waxman? Underneath I have. Have you seen the Henry Waxman birth control racer? The only vehicle approved by Planned Parenthood. Did you buy your Obama Volt? It takes 12 volts to turn over one engine. The Volt gets 85 miles to the explosion. Al-Qaeda just ordered 5,000 to be picked up in Newark after Eric Holder arrests the New York Police Department. You lost your country and you're never getting it back unless you vote American. Let's have a quorum or a forum and elect a Santorum. In Italian, it means someone who is saint-like. That'll drive the Democamos to offer more child sacrifices to their god, Oscar. Okay, and then we're going into ABO. Anybody but Obama. Operation Clean Sweep. And I have a broom with a flag on it, and it's the Don't Tread on Me flag. Can you believe the Democamos are still afraid of Sarah Palin? That they have revved up their smutty machine? Is smut an EPA violation? Is Bill PLO Dancer Maher King Smut? Let us not forget about Bill Maher, who said that Al-Qaeda was braver, flying the planes into the building, than the firemen who died there and the innocent victims. Yep. I wonder if he prayed while they were praying. Yeah, Allahu Akbar. When you hear Allahu Akbar, watch out. It's the one prayer you don't want to hear. So I saw Romney doing his impression of Hee-Haw with y'all and grits. What is he going to do to get the black vote? He's up against Motown Man. I heard he may appear in MC Hammer pajamas singing Can't Touch This. Bring it on down to the election. Well, he won Massachusetts. You know who wins Massachusetts? Ted Kennedy, John Kerry, and Markey. Have you ever seen this guy? He's like the Chuck Schumer with a Boston accent. Yeah, and guess what Markey does? And I'm going to tell you, wait till you hear what Chuck Schumer does. Markey votes to no water for California farmers. He campaigned to make sure that California farmers couldn't get water. He turned off the water in California from Massachusetts. And you know what? The Democrats had a candidate in Ohio that was an Iraq war veteran to run, and Chuck Schumer pulled his card. So from New York, Chuck Schumer picks and chooses who runs in Ohio. You think about that, all Hawaiians. Hawaiians. Oh, Iowans. Well, that's the ticket. Another ass from Mass. And by the way, all three voted to burn the flag and kill babies. I know that is distasteful to say, and I should be censored for telling the truth. Romney is not like them, but he had to give a lot of weight to survive. In my opinion, when I heard a Fox Business consultant say Wall Street will never go with Santorum, I said, I know why. He can't be bought. All Santorum got was $20,000. A good governor like Corzine can make $1.6 billion in farmers' hard-earned money disappear. And you see how long? It's going to take longer to convict Corzine than it will to hang Major Hassan, the Department of Justice representative in Texas. The only lobby in Washington should be in a hotel. All the rest should be jailed, shot, or run out of town. It should be a federal crime to be seen with a lobbyist. They cheapen my vote, and your vote should be priceless. But these guys own politicians. Just ask Jack Abramoff. So what are you going to do, throw your hands up and give up? No, you get even. Get rid of them. Well, I don't know. He's been in a while. He's in too long. Get rid of him. It don't care who you get rid of. I got to tell you that. It doesn't matter. The Demo Camos and the Repuppies are telling us not to talk about social issues, only talk about the economy. But America has a drug Jones that 72 nations work overtime to supply. We blame the Mexicans as we, next page, get them killed with Eric Holder's gun running to narco-communists. Now the Demo Camos, the masters of blame and deflect. Remember when they blamed Bush for the Clinton Towers on 9-1-1? Are taking the attention off of Eric Holder to declare jihad on Police Commissioner Kelly. And for the first time in New York history, Mayor Bloomingdale didn't sell anybody out. He stood by his man. He's the Tammy Wynette of Manhattan. Yeah. Never forget, Islam is a government and a religion. And that's the truth. You think about that. Islam is a government and a religion. American pacifism is our Trojan horse. How I wish good Muslims would stand up for our country, but I don't think I will ever see that day. Maybe this is not a their country. Maybe this is not a their government. Yet there are people who pay bribes to get here. On any given day in the American embassy in Kuwait, you can see a lunchtime line of foreign servants applying for a work visa to the USA. As one Indian girl told me, it beats walking down the streets of Yemen having children throw rocks at you. A few years ago, for $2,500, you could get a relative from El Salvador delivered into New York. I often wondered how much for a nuke. Let's see, Iran is in South America. Fidel Castro would help. The Sandinistas would help. Hugo El Stinko Chavez would help. Remember when Chavez came to the UN and mocked Bush holding his nose? Why did the Demo Camos not take offense? Why did they applaud with our enemies? Why do they burn our flag? Are silenced Muslims more loyal than Demo Camos? Why is the anti-war movement really the anti-wind movement? Why does Bill Maher say that deeply religious jihadis driving planes into the WTC and the Pentagon while praying are braver than the Americans, of which he is not one? Who pays him to hate us and verbally rape Sarah Palin? Who pays him so much money that he can donate $1 million to an illegal alien from another planet? He gets some big-name guests on his circus to give him authenticity. Everybody says that he was wrong to call Sarah Palin the C-word, but how would you like to be Todd Palin and hear what he said when he said Sarah Palin would do Rick Perry if he was black? You know, I remember as a teenager, going to a young teenager, going to the RKO Coliseum, which had a big, long row of stairs, and I went with two of my buddies. And one guy's name was Canhead, because he had braces. And Canhead was a pretty ambidextrous guy. And we just got, him and another guy just got to the top of this big row of stairs, and all of a sudden, here comes Canhead tumbling down the stairs, and when he stood up, he had a black eye. He touched another guy's girl at the top of the stairs, and the guy happened to be a Golden Gloves boxer. And Canhead could handle himself. And I said, "What happened?" He said, "Nothing." He took the shot. He knew he was wrong. And I got to tell you something. I would love to see, Todd Palin, he doesn't have to wait outside the stage door for Bill Maher. All Todd Palin has to do is let Israeli intelligence know that Bill Maher is really an Iranian nuclear scientist. You could not do that to anyone in my hometown. At the stage door that night, you would be made to atone for your sins with no last rites, just a lot of uppercuts. The best thing Todd Palin could do, I just told you, is tell the Israelis that he's an Iranian nuclear scientist. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. I'm attaching a song about a man who lost his country for 800 years, and it is still not united today. If I can find it, I'll play it for you. I'm going to look for it. I'll play something else, and I'll look for this song. The song I'm talking about is called Bold Robert Emmett, and I dedicated it to a corporal named Anzac, whose tortured body was fished out of the Euphrates River, covered with whip marks. And now the Pentagonians are playing the burnt Koran card. Obama has lost the Middle East to terror. Already his media is covering up the retreat. I hope the Santorums can make us whole again. This will be the first time in American history we vote for a family. So let me give you a tune. We got plenty of time left. I think it says we got a 1 hour. Okay. Who knows? Oh, I give you a little chuckle. And picked up the phone, and the girl goes, "Robbie?" And I said, "No, this is Tom." And she goes, "Oh, you sound very intriguing. How old are you, Tom?" I said, "I'm 73. Hello? Hello? Here's a Dixieland tune, and the singer is a guy named Steve Earle. And he's singing about an Irishman who got off the boat in New York because he was hunted as a Fenian on the other side by the British. So he escaped to New York, and when he got off the boat, they put him in a uniform and sent him to go fight in the Civil War.
Brother was a railroad man.
like that one? You like that one? That's pretty good, right? We're all going down to Dixieland. I think we're all going to be going down to Dixieland. Yeah, when the next Civil War comes. Well, who knows? You never can tell. You never can tell. Like I told you, never can happen. Happens all the time. My next subject is good versus evil, and it's time to take sides. Good versus evil, and it's time to take sides. We need a candidate to lead the crusade. You know the word crusade is forbidden? The communists have deleted it from everybody's vocabulary. It's called mental segregation. They're trying to separate you from your God. We need a candidate to lead a crusade to bring America back to morality, spirituality, and patriotism. The three ingredients Joseph Stalin said must be destroyed in order to destroy America. And Joseph Stalin destroyed 60 million lives. So he was a serious business. Let us not divide ourselves along race, nationality, culture, religion, gender, and political parties. Let us choose sides, good versus evil. If you vote to kill kids under any pretense, you vote for evil. If you vote to legalize drugs under any pretense, you vote for evil. If you vote to burn the flag under the guise of freedom of speech, you vote for evil. If you make a movie mocking God and taking his name in vain, you are box office evil. If you make a movie showing J. Edgar Hoover as a mentally defective homosexual, you are box office evil. If you make a movie about two cowboys and a horse doing sick things, and one actor overdoses to ease his pain, there's that suicide again. You are box office evil. If you make a movie showing all blacks and Latinos as drug pushers, you are box office evil. If you make a movie distorting history to convince the viewer that communism is good and Christianity is obsolete, you are box office evil. If you destroy the president with immoral images like President Pinocchio pants, you destroy the next generation. If you worship a golden statuette of a bald-headed man with no bippy, you are worshiping false idols. And if you offend a jealous God who will punish your family for four generations, according to the book of Exodus. If you wear a cross while defiling the Ten Commandments, you will be punished by the same God for four generations. Thou shalt not have strange gods before me. You will never see a Muslim or a Jew wearing a crescent or a Star of David mocking God. So why double cross the cross of Christ? If you go to a Catholic college and you tolerate the speeches of anti-Catholics on holy ground, you too worship the false idols of your enemies. If you go to Georgetown only to bring it down under the guise that you can't afford to have sex, you too are cursed for four generations. I spoke to a nun today who comes from an order of Presentation Sisters. How many times has Hollywood mocked nuns and made them to look primeval and naive? If you ask the average brainwashed since 1960 American what is a nun, they will tell you Whoopi Goldberg, who was also cursed for four generations, and No Joy Behar is a 10. The good nun belongs to an order that was founded in County Cork, Ireland, on Christmas Day, 1776, to care for the least of God's people. Under the whatever you do clause, you do unto me. And when you kill a baby, you kill baby Jesus. You don't have to kill that baby. You can give a thumbs up and give her away. Let's protect all women's rights, including baby Teresa. The order started shrinking in the 60s, about the same time as evil ruled the land and sin dominated the American scene. At first, a few incidents here and there, and then came the drugs, and one out of five Americans began to worship the god Morpheus. Morpheus begot Bacchus, and Bacchus begot Pornowood. There is a joke among the Taliban, if they die in jihad, they can never go to USA because you can't find 72 virgins. Every rapper sings about hoes. Hoes used to be for farming. But if sex was farming, America has a giant crop failure. There are more dogs modeling on TV than kids. Do the math, 1,200,000 abortions a year. What's in your bucket? 1,200,000 legal immigrants coming in a year to breed the next generation without limits. Soon Americans will be on the endangered species list. The government cares not. All they see is tax revenue and vote buying. If you want an example of Pornowood endorsing baby killing, look no further than the Godfather movie. Kay tells Michael she did not have a miscarriage. She proudly endorses abortions because she did not want to bring another murder into the world. Suppose the kid was going to be a cellist. Who's the murderer now? So this nun's order was asked, why are the Catholic schools and hospitals closing? She said nuns used to teach for free. In 1920, there were 4 nuns to a parish. Payday was on Friday, 1 pint of ice cream to be split 4 ways. Today, this nun was fired. It was either her or a new parking lot. So at 70, she feels guilty that she has not cared for the poorest of the poor to the best of her ability. She is looking forward and planning to help criminals in a penal institution. She told me about the Dung People of Africa. I immediately flashed back to the Brooklyn Museum and its government grant to make anti-Catholic statements like the dung on the Blessed Virgin. The Dung People of Africa carry dung on their heads for a living. They are the lowest caste of people, and that is where you will find the Presentation Sisters educating their children to get them out of slavery. Do you know how many movies you could make about real nuns? They don't want to do that. They want God out of the country. They have a goal. The reason being, they worship the words. Oh, going back. They have influenced my life over a lifetime. Their teachings ring in my ears every minute of the hour. I owe my soul to them. Yet Pornowood exploits the sins of fallen priests to label all clergy guilty of the sins of some. The reason being, they worship the words of Stalin, destroy God, you destroy the country. You can't believe that there are people out there that want to see this country fold. Americans, the so-called Americans. Oh, and they can debate. But you know who they can't debate? They can't debate the Virgin Counter. As he tells you, the plane is going back to the airport while you're on your knees steeped in pilot blood. Yeah. And he just says, shh, shh, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Yeah. So the nuns have influenced my life over a lifetime. And let me tell you, there's a lot of people who could use their influence today. Yeah. And I pray there's a few left to carry on the good work. The reason being, they have influenced my life over a lifetime. Their teachings ring in my ears every minute of the hour. I owe my soul to them. Yet Pornowood exploits the sins of fallen priests to label all clergy guilty of the sins of some. The reason being, they worship the words of Stalin, destroy God, you destroy the country. Then we will pick the winners and the losers. We will covet everything. We will break the Holy Spirit of America. Where are we today? A nation of liars and cheats, a 50% divorce rate, not counting split hookups, a junkie nation that needs their drugs. 90% of all crime is drug-related, yet Pornowood and comedians sell drugs on stage while the government keeps the drug routes open and gets ready for more tax revenue. Real estate brokers and lawyers flip houses and families. No child is ever again normal when their parents split. You think about that. You think about that. There's an old Irish joke about a divorced couple, a couple getting a divorce. They stood before the judge, and the judge looked at the husband and said, how old are you? And he says, 99. And the wife, 98. He says, why did you wait so long to get married? How long have you been married? They said, 75 years. said, why did you wait so long to get a divorce? They said, we wanted to wait till the kids were dead. There will always be a hollow spot in a child's soul that has been violated. You have an obligation when you take the vow. The vow is for life in sickness and in health. That could be mental health, for better or for worse. And I know there are people that can't make the grade. I know there are people whose lives I would walk out in a heartbeat. But you can't take it out on the kids. You can't take it out on the kids. You got to have a better remedy. And how often do we see kids that get married that came from divorced families and they get divorced also? The same with kids that come from drug families and they become druggies too. So let's hope we can help ourselves out. We need an American renaissance. We need to destroy the 50% dropout rate in high schools. I can't believe it. I Googled. Just wanted to know how many people drop out. Do you know how many kids drop out of high school a day in the United States? You can Google it and check it out. 7,000. Do you know how many Chinese would love to take their place and go on to MIT so that they can have a colony on the moon by 2025, which is their goal? It's terrible. We're in trouble, man. We're in big trouble. You know what? We make ancient Rome blush. We need an American renaissance. We need to destroy the 50% dropout rate in high schools. And the teachers are making more money than ever. For what? We need less sex ed and more job ed. We need less diversity and more university. Without divide and conquer classes. In closing, I asked this good woman, will we ever see a renaissance? And her answer was no. People had big families years ago. America is only having 1.6 kids. The priority is sex and salary. I say if John the Baptist reappeared today, he would not know where to start. Maybe the Kardashians, MTV, a Madonna concert, halftime at the Super Bowl, the Bill Get Christ Mars show, Kathy Griffin getting an Oscar. There are so many role models I could go on for days. Just look at how hard the Democamos and the Repuppies try to stop a Sarah Palin. They are so afraid of her, they even scourge her when she's not a candidate, just in case. Maybe it's time we slapped the Christian bashing injunction on them. How should we pick? Who would we pick to serve the papers? I know. How about the Santorum family? How about we go back to basic and endorse family values? Do you know how many children are homeschooled? They don't have a complete handle on it, but it's somewhere between 1,700,000 and 2,100,000 parents, children whose parents won't let them be exposed to communist cucumber schools. And I just heard on the news tonight that a 6-year-old Southern girl who was homeschooled either won a spelling bee or did very good on a spelling bee. And do you know what word they gave her? Anti-disestablishmentarianism. How's that? 6 years old. From the South. Yeah. So I asked this woman and she said, so just look at how hard the Democamos and the Repuppies try to stop Sarah Palin. They're so afraid of her they even scourge her and she's not a candidate. Oh, every time Rick goes on stage with his breed, that's what I said. I said, how about the Santorum family serves the injunction? Now, they're going to make a big deal about him telling the Puerto Ricans they had to speak English to become a state. And I got to tell you that he went there to get votes. He didn't go there to hurt himself. So what they asked him, he gave his truthful answer. And that's the kind of president I want. I don't want a guy that sees which way the wind sock is blowing. So if we get behind Santorum, he's got a chance. And I would love, as a matter of fact, I call them secretariat. I love guys who come from behind. You know, like the time we beat the Russians in hockey. Yeah. So every time Rick shows on stage with his brood, the media needs another Dramamine patch. There is not one network that will endorse him. All endorse Romney for ad money. Santorum has to buy airtime with a coupon. Yet he just picked up Kansas. The media won't even talk about it. Even fair and impartial Fox takes sideline jabs. I say Santorum should not do one ad without the whole family in the picture, and the time is right to do it now. God bless him. And like I told you, he gave a town hall meeting to one guy. We got 42 minutes left. He has been warned not to bring up social issues by both parties. It makes you wonder, are there two parties, or is it Demo Camos and Repuppies against Santorum? More tea, anybody? It is good versus evil. Bartender, a champagne, and play O Keystone Boy, the pipes are calling. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I will give you another tune. And, you're going to like this one. This is the one that gets them all the time. Let me see if I can find it. Oh, come on. Let me see. Oh, I thought I saw it. I got it. Here you go. Like that? think about family. I have, just so you know, on YouTube, I have three videos on YouTube, and one of them is, if you're looking, if you go to YouTube, you just type in 911 Danny Boy, and it is the tragedy of 911, and the background music is Roy Orbison singing Danny Boy. And if you want to do a little review of what happened on 911 before the communists make you forget it, just do 911 Danny Boy. And it's by Abu Tom. You'll see Abu Tom there. And I think it's an Animoto video. I also have one called I Pledge to Thee Boycott NBC. And it's self-explanatory. When you review it, you'll see. I Pledge to Thee Boycott NBC. And the third one I have is Flag Burners of Record. 40 days before 9-1-1, 48 senators voted to let the flag burn. They called it freedom of speech. 125 Viet Congress mice did the same 45 days before, 55 days before 9-1-1. And the senators did it 40 days before 9-1-1. They voted to burn the flag. And I got all their pictures up there, and I got all their names. And that's called Flag Burners of Record. And when you Google, when you YouTube it, Senator Byrd comes up first. So, and let me see if I can find a tune that I was going to play for you in memory of 9-1-1. If I got it here. Okay, I'll do it on... I'll give you a rock and roll tune and I'll look for it.
Is it any wonder that I've fallen for you? You're the spell I'm under, and I'm helpless, it's true.
Got to go back to some more conversation. I didn't find. I found it, but it's uploading. I don't know, but I might have to do it again. Okay, let's see what we got here. I told you that Santorum has been warned not to bring up social issues by both parties. And it makes you wonder, are there two parties, or is it Demo Camos and Repuppies against Santorum? He is right on. I saw it from day one. Oh, Santorum complained that Fox was shilling for Romney. And when I heard that, you get a little paranoid after a while. You're watching TV and you say, did he really say that? Was he, you know what, I got a feeling these guys, they don't like Santorum. And I sort of, when Santorum confirmed my suspicions, and I started to do a mental review, and I said, he's right on. I saw it from day one. Romney's money buys ads. Trump proves money goes to money. Every host on Fox, especially O'Reilly, Mr. Fair and Impartial, subtly shivved a Santorum with the Obama-labeled far-right religious nut. If you go to church on Sunday, you're a right-winger. If you have more than 0 to 1.6 kids, you're a right-winger. If you don't want your daughter to dress like Madonna Two Cones, you're an old-fashioned religious nut. If you believe you cannot amend the Ten Commandments, you're a religious nut. Oh, and the good news is that that judge who honored the Ten Commandments in North Carolina, and they took him off the bench, okay. he's starting to run for a political office. Praise be to God. So if you go to church on Sunday, you're a right-winger. If you believe you cannot amend the Ten Commandments, you're a religious nut. If you believe in God and country, you're a right-wing nut. If you want to be more accurate, just say good versus evil. Review all the clips, see when they said anything positive about Santorum. Yeah, and O'Reilly should do review all the clips. And O'Reilly did it real subtly. Oh, he can't win, and he raises an eyebrow. You know, everybody knows that. Yeah. O'Reilly also threatened the Pope. He said, if he denies John Kerry communion, he's going to have to answer to me. And that's when I put up a picture of O'Reilly in a papal outfit. Pope O'Reilly. Review all the clips when they said anything positive about Santorum. When the whole network says the same thing, you know memos were passed. When Varney says nothing, you know he disagrees. The same with Greta, and Hannity was no help. Now that I said that, Hannity will help. The good news is the Catholics have started praying for Obama to be removed. And remember when the Catholic Church used to pray for the conversion of Russia? And for like 20 years they prayed for the conversion of Russia. And then they gave up. And a year later, Russia converted. Yeah, they stopped a year too soon. The good news is the Catholics have started praying for Obama to be removed. And tonight I'm going to a novena for $20 a gallon gas. Watch out, Middle East. And why is Obama like a Boderick? When the votes are counted, he's going to get 10. Yeah, I know he's going to be tough to beat, but you know what? I got a feeling that there are more people awake this time than last time. I know a lot of people who consider themselves to be rounded out voted for him to atone for the sins that they never committed in slavery. I know a teacher who was going to a college to get a better teaching degree, and they brought up the slavery issue, and she disagreed with the way the communists were shoving it down her throat. And she says, my father came here in 1920 from Ireland, and he didn't own any slaves. And I don't know if you know it or not, but you know that the first boatload of Irish that came here came in slave ships. They were called coffin ships because when they got on them, they were starving to death. And some of them didn't even make it to the USA. They're buried up in Nova Scotia. They got the bodies off the boat as soon as they hit land. So, Santorum's landslide. Eat your heart out, Fox, and all the news clots. Santorum had a landslide. Surely it was a landslide, if you can call Virginia a landslide, where Romney beat himself and his vice president, and what's-his-name stuck the knife into the side of Santorum also. And he did that for Romney because Romney said, if you're a good little boy, Ron Paul, I'll make you vice president. And then tonight he announced that Ron Paul is not on the list. And Ron Paul can't stand up and say, but I got Santorum for you. You promised. Eat your heart out, Fox, and all the news clots. Yep. And it took the people of Mississippi and Alabama to wake up a nation. Nobody is mentioning that the people of Mississippi and Alabama voted for a Catholic. So who is fairer than these two states? They voted decency, family, and jobs. They know Romney built his fortune by putting people out of work instead of creating more opportunity. Nobody cares that he saved the circus with a government grant. All the big money boys went with big Romney money. Trump proved money goes to money. But with the national average paycheck of $37,000 a year, little people want more. Romney is not going to give it to them. Big Daddy Obama will give you a taste if you do what he says and if you're not from the South. And that's the truth. He has declared war on the South, and it don't matter what color you are. You're from the South. You're a dead man walking to him. You think about that. Talk to the Georgia farmers, the black ones. Ask them if they got a fair shake. Romney is not going to give it to them. Big Daddy Obama will give you a taste if you do what he says and you're not from the South. But the Santorums will set a table in your honor, knowing, because they know right from wrong. There are a lot of people sitting on the sidelines looking at the windsock. It is time to come on in and help the man who will help you succeed. Santorum is the people's secretariat. So stand up and cheer for a come-from-behind winner. He has overcome what started out as a shutout. His family has been mocked by the comedians who say, leave family out of this. No social issues. No job is a social issue. No food on the table is a social issue. No gas money is a social issue. Support the Santorums and you'll be supporting yourself. Instead of letting the media choose the candidate they want, pick the candidate you want. And I heard Mark Levin talking to a guy the other night, and he said the exact same thing. Do not vote for the guy you think can win. Vote for the guy who you think will do the best job. And that's good advice. So, if the Demo Camos and the Royal Repuppies took Santorum's bus away, he and his family would walk the rest of the way to the next campaign stop. Newt should not drop out unless it is truly his call, because there may be a brouhaha waiting at the end of the line. The great news is Romney's money is only buying advertising and not votes. That means in America, the little guy still has a chance and can escape food stamp slavery. The real question is, who will the VP candidate be? Sarin, Newt, Kane, Rubio, Cardinal Dolan? Only fooling. Obama started the presidency with $3 million. Now he's worth $5 million. He is right on. I saw it from day one. Oh, I did this one already. Okay. Review all the clips. Yep, it's a duplication. This is America's last days of freedom. We are at the crossroads of evil. This election is not Democrat versus Republican. It is good versus evil, and evil is winning. The first coin has just been mounted without In God We Trust on it. Obama has declared war on the entire South. His weapons are no jobs and high gas prices. If Leon Pinhead Panetta betrays one GI, he will betray them all. In a move to hide Obama's cut-and-lose policy, Panetta offers up to the Taliban one sacrifice, a GI that may have psychological problems, who has been tried in the media, the Demo Camo way. Maybe he has reverse Major Hassan syndrome. Maybe he only killed the male adults and the Taliban killed the women and children. After his head injury on his third tour of Iraq, who signed off on his mental capability? Was it the same guy who declared Hassan fit for ambush? What did his wife and kids see on his last visit home? Obama has turned Bush's Middle East victory into a rout. He has lost every country to the Islamic terrorists. And I hope that this guy, guilty or not, gets a fair trial and his family doesn't go broke defending him. The government has an obligation to put up the money for his defense as they're putting up the money for his prosecution. It should be equal on both sides. Was it the same guy who declared Hassan fit for ambush? Why did his wife and kids, what did his wife and kids see on the last trip home? In 8 years, Bush lost 461 troopers in Afghanistan. Obama is over 2,000 in 3 years. It is possible that he will pass the Iraq KIA count of 4,500. Already China is building two bases in Pakistan. Russian arms sales are through the roof. It is possible Iran has North Korean nukes already. They may even have them in South America. Eric Holder is giving Al-Qaeda sanctuary in Texas. Okay. So, then I also want to say, Santorum is our best bet, and Sarah Palin would make a good VP on that ticket. And so would Mark Rubio and Herman Cain. I would have loved to have watched Newt mop the floor with Obama, but Newt's chances are too slim. And then I did open up a website for Newt to see if we could rouse anybody in Virginia. I don't trust anybody from Massachusetts. They even screwed up their own fishing industry, and Congress Mouse Markey voted no water for California farmers. The Kennedys are in bed with Hugo Chavez. Romney is tainted. The last thing we need in D.C. is one more lawyer and one more millionaire. We're overrun in that category. I pray that Santorum gets the nod. That keeps everybody honest. Even Fox stiffed the Santorum and went for the money. Trump always goes for the money. What can Santorum do for him? The fate of the nation is in the hands of Alabama and Ole Miss. And don't buy I Like Grits, Romney, y'all. And they didn't buy it. They didn't buy it, and they gave it to Santorum. And that was a gift to the American people from two great states. And, of course, the first thing that the Demo Camo said, they mocked Alabama because everybody down there is poor. They're peasants. They're poor. Yeah, but let me tell you something. If Obama keeps screwing the Southland like he is, we're all going to be poor. Extreme right versus extreme left. I did that one already. Let me see. No, I didn't do this one. Here we go. Extreme right wing versus extreme left wing. The extreme left wing is the new Democrat Party, or as I call them, Demo Camos. Harry Truman was the last Democrat. After that, it was all smoke, mirrors, and media lies. Haven't we been disappointed even by JFK now that the garbage is out? The cost of conversion was Vietnam and the drug revolution, which opened the door to divorce and betrayal of vows, including the Pledge of Allegiance. The extreme right wing, as portrayed by the Demo Camos, is faith in God, love of country, service the same, and not desecrating the flag or killing babies. The belief that every vote counts, that we are all tricolors, red, white, and blue, that family comes first, one language to succeed is English. So Santorum was giving advice. He wasn't dictating when he told the people of Puerto Rico. One language to succeed is English. The same one on all international contracts have to be in English. Did you know that? And that every airline in the world uses English to take off and land. The same language that is spelled out in our sacred Declaration of Independence, dated this fourth day of July in the year of our Lord, 1776. Those are the exact words on the hard copy. Our oath is signed in blood by Americans and Mexicans known as Texicanos at the Alamo, by blacks who died in all wars since Bunker Hill, by Latinos who have done the same, by Japanese Nisei who died in Europe, Irish, Swedes, Spaniards, Italians, American Indians, you name the nationality. We all have skin in the American game. If that is extreme right wing, I must serve this party and protect their children as I do mine. I oppose Obama's war on the South. I oppose the destruction of American jobs over preference for China. I welcome deep water drilling and oil drilling. I look forward to an oil surplus so large that we can pay down the national debt as we trim the sails of a bloated, overweight government. I look forward to a drug nation, disease-free, and closed rehab facilities. I look forward to communities that no longer need gates and burglar alarms. I look forward to girls not being rushed into a decadent adult lifestyle and allowed to be as young as they want for as long as they want. And I look forward to more trade schools to help lower the dropout rate of 50%. I look forward to seeing both parents going to church instead of dad dropping off the mom and the kids on worship day. I look forward to more respect for women who are the backbone of the nation, those mothers who always have one more job to do. I look forward to emphasis on family overtaking the pigs in a blanket Hollywood lifestyle. Whitney Houston was happier at 11 singing for God than she was high on the charts. Don't let anyone rob your youth or your inheritance, the legacy of a great country under God. Okay. So, how much time we got left? 17 minutes. Want a tune? Let me see if I can find a tune for you. Ready, ready, Romney, Libya, Syria, Machito. Machito. That's 25 minutes. 25 minutes of Latin sounds. You don't want that. Abide with me, Al Jolson. Ah, we'll do a little Al Jolson, and I'll look for the one that I'm...
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love is real. Near you I want to be. Birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo's drumming soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in D-I-X. I even know my mammy waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore. I love the old folks at home. My dear old Swanee, I give the world to be among the folks in D-I-X. I even know my mammy waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore.
I also do a blogs with photos, and one of the photos I sent out was a blog with a gas pump, and it says regular $5 a gallon. And then underneath that I have a blimp, and it says gas, regular $5 a gallon, and under the blimp it says condom futures are down, sales are down, libido is down, a lot of short selling. Vote for Santorum. Let's turn these numbers around. You won't need condoms. And especially on St. Paddy's Day, you don't need condoms. Guinness is Irish birth control. We will all be one big happy family, and you'll have at least one job. Bartender, another pint, and play old Keystone Boy, the pipes are calling. So, having said that, we've done this already. Let's see what this is. The government cares not. All they see is tax revenue. Yes, we know that. We need an American renaissance. Yes, we know that. Here we go. All the Repuppies are walking around chanting, Romney is a businessman, Romney is a businessman, and we need a businessman. And the dupes say, yes, he's a businessman. But what has he done that you can say he is our answer? Oh, nobody told us. They just said he was a businessman. They did not have to. You're walking around saying, Romney's a businessman. The first thing a CEO does to justify his salary is cut expenses. Every time a business announces they laid off 1,000 employees, the stock goes up. How many people did Romney put out of work and how many did he put into work? I don't know, but he is a rich businessman. He saved the circus. My wife gets annoyed when I say that. It's not, it's the Olympics. Yeah, I know. He saved the circus. How did he do that? He got a $4 million grant, a $400 million grant. When was the last time you went to the Olympics? Can you qualify for the bounce the check hurdles? With $5 of gas coming up, can you pole vault to work? The job of the presidency, anybody who thinks this gas is going to stop, this price is not going to stop. I tell you, never can happen. It happens all the time. You're going to be sick. The job of the president, I'm going to be sick. The job of the president is to keep the country strong militarily and economically. All three candidates are qualified. Paul made a deal with Romney before he stabbed Santorum in the side. Paul won't protect the nation. He will negotiate through the missile fire. That is why he's a zero in this race. Nice guy, but he needs to be more pro-life. Yeah, my life. I started out rooting for Gingrich. I even put up a website. When I saw the Repuppies squeezing him out, but when I heard the Demo Camos and the Repuppies from Fox say Santorum better not talk about social issues, I said, which ones? Child murder, failed school, sex ed in the fifth grade hallways, child druggies, adult druggies, two generations of druggies, crime related to drugs, Opie and Anthony recording sex acts in the vestibule of St. Patrick's Cathedral on the radio live, Bill Maher saying if Rick Perry was black, Sarah Palin would have effed him. What an insult to decent people. Those kind of social issues we're not supposed to talk about? A country without a conscience that let a million Rwandans die while enjoying adultery in the Oval Office and getting the title, the first black president. Clinton could not even set up a first aid station. Those kind of social issues? The murder of 1,200,000 Americans a year. Every year, a Rwanda here. Hey, a woman's right to choose. Meet the final solution. Sorry, I'm going for the family man who likes kids. Saving a country is big business. Santorum is a big boy and will rise to the occasion. He will do the right thing over the politically expedient thing if he comes. Wow. Sorry for the noise. Teletype's coming in. Says Obama is going to Syria for vacation. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. He took down two-gun Gaddafi, the hero. My hero. I'm surprised he doesn't walk around the Oval Office wearing a snorkel. I'm a SEAL, too. Yeah. Give me a break, man. A country without a conscience that let 1 million of Rwandans die. The murder of 1,200,000 Americans a year. Every year, a Rwanda here. Hey, a woman's right to choose. Meet the final solution. Sorry, pal, I'm going for the family man who likes kids. And you know what? There's a show on called The Family Guy. And I have a sibling who loves that show. And he stopped watching it. And do you know why he stopped watching it? Because The Family Guy made fun of Sarah Palin's Down syndrome, baby. So there you go. Even in cartoons, they're taking down Sarah Palin. And he was really, and this guy has experience with the hardness of the heart, and he was really upset by it. As a matter of fact, if you happen to be in a bar in Staten Island and you work in for the Family Guy, don't tell anybody. Because the guy standing next to you may give you some karate lesson. Yeah, and you may look like you're missing a chromosome. Yeah. He will owe favors to a few people. Let me see where I am. Saving a country is big business. Santorum is a big boy, and he'll rise to the occasion. He will do the right thing over the politically expedient thing. If he comes out on top, he will owe less favors to fewer people. He did it being an underdog. And if they took his bus away tomorrow, he would continue to campaign on foot. In Iowa, he held a town hall meeting for one American. We have a president that would not meet 22 Navy SEAL bodies coming into Dover Air Force Base and down the street. And by the way, have you seen this president even fly over any of the tornado areas? No. No. No, you didn't. Okay, let me see if we got any good news here. We got something in real small print. Got 7 minutes left. I did it. I'm making up for lost time. My phone bill is going to be through the roof. The man is not an American. Not once has he showed... Oh, this must be about Obama. The man is not an American. Not once has he showed an inkling of being an American. He mouths words, but the lips can say anything. The heart does not lie. He has lost the Middle East. In 3 years, he has undone all that Bush accomplished. He trades with our enemies. He has put the entire South out of work. He allows insider trading to flourish in the Congress. He allows outsider tradering to continue. Eric Holder should have been removed a long time ago. And Panetta is not the answer. I don't know what the other guy's been real quiet, very quiet. I hope he's doing well. General Petraeus. And Hillary... he's running her ragged. She doesn't know who she is. Every time I see her, she looks like she just got run over by a bus. Unbelievable. And she's out there. He sent her on wild goose chases. Here, go here, Hillary. Go there, Hillary. Hillary, you're falling behind. Okay, he WikiLeaks. He disarms troops in a war zone. And you know what? Let me see what the date of this is. 3/15. Okay, so this is in reference to the stunt they pulled, disarming 400 Marines. And I told you what Chesty Puller would do to somebody to disarm 400 of his Marines in a war zone. You could see through that guy's head. Yeah, he disarms Marines in a war zone. He covers up his mistakes like 22 dead Navy SEALs buried in the press. He gives money to our enemies. He lets terrorists push him around. He WikiLeaks. He hates the military, the oil rigger, the fisherman, the postal worker, and the farmer. And the postal workers are going to get it, going to get stiffed, and it's not fair. There are a lot of agencies. You give me, they're going to get rid of 70,000 postal workers. You give me 1 month. I'll start up right here in New York at 26 Federal Plaza. I'll find you 70,000 louts that all should be thrown out of work. The postal workers are—they're the only ones you can see them working, and they're getting the short end of the stick. And they must be the easiest ones to screw, because he never goes up against the machinist union at GM. No, he's got all their votes. He'll probably threaten the postal workers and say, I'm going to get rid of 70,000 unless you vote for me. He'll make them all sign agreements. Yeah, he WikiLeaks. He hates the military, the oil rigger, the fisherman, the postal worker, and the farmer. He intends to break the Catholic Church using Catholics like Pelosi and Kerry. And there's a whole roster. You want, I'll dig them up for you. No, you can just Google rotten Catholics. He despises the greatest generation. He does. As a matter of fact, he wouldn't even let Roosevelt's prayer be put on the World War II memorial. Yeah, he despises the greatest generation. His American KIA count in Afghanistan is over 2,000. In 3 years, Bush was 461 in an eight-year win. He fires combat generals like McCauley and replaces them with incompetents who help him disarm Marines in a war zone. That general should have refused that order. He should have refused that order. You know what they should have done? They should have put all the guys with their weapons inside the tent, and then Panetta could have stuck his head in. Made the speech from outside the tent. He is the divide-and-conquer president who condones an abortion-surviving baby to get no help, expiring next to a hospital sink. He is a Muslim communist. Yeah, I said it. Okay? Let me see if the... Do I hear the sirens? How was that? Was I politically correct? Okay, I'm going to get a fill-up at the gas station. Right up to the top of the gallon jug. Wait till he tells you $10 a gallon of gas is not bad. In Europe, they're paying 20. You know how much they're paying in Kuwait? 20 cents. And you want to know something? 20 cents and they get free telephone and free electricity. And you know who's paying them? You know who's paying their commissions? Me and you. And here we are. We're sitting on gold. We're sitting on oil. We've got more assets We got plenty of assets. So let me see what else we got here. We got how much time left? 1 minute and 57 seconds. Okay. All right. The tune I was looking for, I couldn't find. But I'll tell you what it is. And as a matter of fact, if you go to YouTube, you'll see my Roy Orbison Danny Boy. Just do 911 at Danny Boy. But the tune I was looking for was In Dreams by Roy Orbison. And the reason that I thought about that tune is tomorrow at St. Paddy's Day, 343 firemen are going to be carrying 343 flags. Each flag represents a fireman who died on 911. Those firemen that Bill Maher called cowards. Yes, he did. And those 343 flags representing those 343 firemen, those 343 flags that Chuck Schumer voted to burn and then stood on the DNA dust of the World Trade Center saying, I love this city. You tell me. When you see one rat, are there a million? So the tune that I picked was In Dreams. And if I broadcast tomorrow, I will find it and I'll put it up there for you. It's Roy Orbison's In Dreams. And I dedicated it to the mothers and children of those firemen who died. In dreams I walk with you, in dreams I talk to you. And just before the dawn, I awake and find you gone. I can't help it if I cry. No time to say goodbye. And I dedicated that dream to the mothers and the children of all the victims of 911, but in particular to the victims, the firemen who died. And so I'm going to close out. I'm looking for a tune here, but I'm just gonna say goodnight. And the next time we talk, we'll have some laughs. So thanks for listening, and vaya con Dios, and go with God. You can't go wrong.